Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is November the 7th, Friday 2014. This is episode 41. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to speak about the difference between during, while, and for when we want to talk about time duration in English. Before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. If you go to the webpage, you can subscribe via email, and then whenever there is a new episode, you will get a notification via email. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. And you can also follow us on Twitter and like our fan page on Facebook. There are many ways to get notifications whenever there is a new episode. Okay, so let's get started then. The difference between during, while, and for. Of course, first I would like to talk a little bit about each one individually. So during is a preposition. So during is in some aspects might be similar to the preposition in when we're talking about time. So if I say in the summer, that's very close to saying during the summer means it's very similar to in the summer. So when I say during, when I use during, I have to use a noun phrase after it. So if I say during the summer vacations or during my vacations, so it could be a longer noun phrase, during my last summer vacations, but it has to be a noun phrase. And a noun phrase is basically formed by a noun and sometimes a determiner, which could be a pronoun or even an adjective before the noun. So like during my summer vacations or during my last summer vacations. So you can have a kind of adjective coming before the noun, but this is still a noun phrase. There is no verb here. So I could say during the meeting or during my summer vacations. So one example here, I could say that he talked about it during the meeting. So he talked about absenteeism during the meeting. So he talked about whatever he talked about. So he talked about absenteeism during the meeting. Or I visited many countries during my last summer vacations. So during my last summer vacations or during my summer vacations. Moving on, while is used. While is rather different because while is not a preposition. While is a conjunction or it can be considered an adverb in some cases. But while is followed by a clause. That means while is followed by a subject and a verb, and sometimes an object, if the verb requires an object. So, for example, while my wife was looking after our baby. While my wife was looking after our baby. So, as you can see, after while, I have a whole sentence, and this is called a clause, when you have a verb, and the clause, it's has a meaning in itself, you know. So then I could link this clause, which is coming after a while, to another clause. I could say, I was cooking dinner while my wife was looking after our baby. So I was cooking dinner while my wife was looking after our baby. So as you can see, after a while, I use a whole clause. And I can link this clause to another clause which comes before that. So while is used as a conjunction or an adverb in some cases. Finally, I'm going to speak about for. So for plus amount of time. For is a preposition, and I can use for preceding an amount of time, be it with a number, like for 3 years, for 10 months, for 2 months, for, I don't know, for 10 days, or maybe amount of time in a different way, like for a long time, for ages, for quite some time. So I could say, I've been studying English for a long time, or I've been teaching English for 20 years. And of course, here I'm giving you some examples with present perfect continuous, but it could be any other verb tense as well. I stayed at the beach for 3 weeks, I could say. In this case, it's past simple, or even present simple. If I say, during my summer vacations, I usually go to the beach for a couple of weeks. So you see, that's present simple. And here I'm also linking it to another clause starting with during. So during plus noun phrase, remember. Again, just to recap, during is followed by a noun phrase, while is followed by a clause, and for is followed by amount of time. Okay, I would like to thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something. And please check the webpage and subscribe either via email or iTunes or whichever way you find more convenient. And thank you again. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.